the Italian Football Podcast.
Let's talk about Milan's search for a manager before we talk about Juventus versus Milan. And let's talk about what's going on with Julian Lopetegui, because it is really quite fascinating what's going on. So it's pretty clear now, we know that Julian Lopetegui is Milan's number one choice. The board want him. The Gazzetta dello Sport and others have said that there is actually a contract offer that has been drafted for Lopetegui, 3-year contract worth around $4 million a year. That they're going to meet him again in the coming days. Milan want to get this sorted, it seems. According to all sources, they want to get this sorted in the next week or so. Sorry, like really soon. They want to get this. They want to get their new manager sorted. They're in the Champions League now. They've officially qualified for the Champions League. So Milan know now that they can actually start planning properly for next season and for the transfer market. So they want to get this manager in as soon as possible. So that Lopetegui is who they want. The issue is that this is what is amazing is that there has been really strong opposition from the Milan fans to this, to the extent that we even saw, and I love this hashtag, Lopetegui.
Yeah, they started a petition, I think on change.com, where the Milan fans Lopetegui. Well, I'd say that this seems to be a new Milan tradition. This is, we're right on schedule.
Pissing off the fans with managerial.
Yeah, the fans throw hissy fits and lose their shit over managerial appointments. Lopetegui out, just like Pioli out. Trends, they bring him in and then things go well. So I'd say we're right on schedule.
I mean, DiMarzio says that they have seen all the opposition and it has made them not rethink, but at least acknowledge it and have a debate
about it.
And so, they're looking at Fonseca, Paolo Fonseca, the former Roma coach, seems to be an alternative who doesn't.
I'm sorry, but when I read that, I choked.
Yeah.
That is insane. Like, I know that he's a decent coach. Portuguese coaches are generally very, very well skilled. Very well trained. They have it's a very good school of coaching, but he can do well in France, in Portugal, in those leagues. He can't cut it in the Serie A. Like, we've seen what happens to his football in Serie A. He's carved open.
I think he's a good coach, but I think that it's not a Milan should be aiming higher than Fonseca.
And that's where I am. I just don't think he's good. He can't play there.
And Lopetegui, I'm not as against Lopetegui because I think he has done some good work and I can see his clear identity in what he tries to do. I think he's done some really good work at Sevilla. He was doing really well with Spain until the whole fiasco of him having to leave. And then obviously at Wolves, my issue with Lopetegui is that he's clearly being pushed to Milan by Jorge Mendes. And if Lopetegui goes to Milan, then that to me suggests that Milan are going to become Jorge Mendes's bitch, basically. and all his clients, that he's going to get clients and players that are going to get pushed to Milan. Basically, like when we've seen that with Mendes in so many clubs where, you know, a key client of his, whether it's a manager or a player, goes to a club, one of Mendes's clients, and then all of a sudden so many of his other clients then start going. I mean, Wolves is the best example. I mean, Wolves are basically, they should be renamed Jorge Mendes FC. You know, I mean, you know, is a become, and like that is my concern, like with Milan, is that, you know, if Lopetegui goes to Milan, and clearly it's Mendes that's pushing it, then Milan suddenly become, you know, just Jorge Mendes is team, and all of his players go there. So that is what worries me probably the most out of this Lopetegui, out of Lopetegui going to Milan.
No, I think that's a fair point, and I think also there's also. I when it comes to Pellegrini, like coaches of the, like, because I think Lopetegui and Pellegrini are kind of at the same level. I like them. I think they're decent coaches. The Manuel Pellegrini, I think You know, I think they play a sound football. They're sound tactically. I just don't think they raise the level to where Milan want to raise the level the next step after Pioli. I understand why reports, which I believe, by the way, that Zlatan is pushing Conte hard because of the fact that Zlatan and Conte, in terms of winning mentality, they know exactly what it takes. This kind of obsession of winning, and every aspect of your life has to be designed around that. And I think this Milan has shown that they react to those kinds of things. I mean, when Zlatan came back, just his presence in the dressing room raised the bar.
I agree with you.
Conte's the same animal. He's cut from the same cloth. And
he is, but he's not. What he's not is that he's not a company man. And I think everything that we've seen with Milan under Cardinale, under Redbird, Elliot before, is that they want company men as their managers. I agree. But they don't. We saw that with Maldini. They got rid of him because he wasn't on the same page as them. And Pioli is a company man. He's done a very good job, but he's a company man. And I think Lopetegui he definitely won't rock the boat.
He
will be part of the team. Fonseca, I don't know so much from that aspect, but I'm assuming he will. Whereas Conte won't.
Conte won't give a damn.
I don't know, maybe.
Won't rock the boat. If he's given a chance to coach Milan, he ain't going to rock anything. He's going to rock all the way to the bank. That's what he's going to do. He's not going to rock any
maybe,
books.
Yeah. I mean, Deserbi, if they're convinced that he won't, then fine. I suppose I probably agree with you, seeing as he's been at seven clubs. He's been at Sassuolo.
Sassuolo and Brighton.
Shakhtar, he's been at Brighton. They sell all their best players. And he's accepted it. So maybe De Zerbi would be fine. But certainly Conte. Conte's not a company man.
No, Conte doesn't miss about. But the thing is that maybe sometimes you need to have a bit of that, you know, have that medicine, because that effect lingers on. Because once players...
If I'm making the decision, yes, I'm with you, Nima. The problem is the people making decision, I think they want a company man. They want someone...
But here's the thing. You bring Conte in for 1-2 seasons, because you know he doesn't stay longer than that. He'll win you a Scudetto. He'll fight with everyone before, during and after. Then... You will have had the level will have been raised, and then you can bring someone in who's a company man, and because the effect will have remained, like Inzaghi after Conte, you know, completely different kind of guy, completely different. But the players, like Inzaghi said from day one, they always made themselves available. They wanted to win. They were because of that effect last. I mean, you know, Handanovic spoke about how everything changed when Spalletti came in. Do you know what I mean? Like it's like a step. You bring a Spalletti, then you bring in a Conte. Do you know what I mean?
I agree with you. Especially as I think Milan, as we said on the last show, Milan have the core of a team that can certainly push on with the right appointment, both in the management and just a few tweaks in the transfer market. I think they're in a position to really make that next step. I think they've got the core there with a good summer that they can really make the next step up. And Conte or a top coach, a winning coach, can probably bring that. I just think that that's not the way that this Milan wants to work. They want somebody that will do as they say and not challenge them. And that's why I don't think Conte will, or someone like Conte will.
But the question is. The question is, though, if Zlatan loses this battle, if it's true that he wants Conte and they go after Lopetegui, and Zlatan's not on board, I wonder if he stays.
Well, that's kind of why I'm surprised about Zlatan going to Milan. And that's why I do wonder long term whether it will last between the two, because we know that...
Because he doesn't like being on the kids' table. He's not that kind of a guy who... likes being seated at the kids' table and being used as a gimmick. That pisses him off.
Also doesn't accept losing as well.
No, he can't handle that. He doesn't want to be anywhere near a losing project. Yeah. And if he feels that it's not at the level he wants to be at, then he'll just cut ties. He's very ruthless that way.
Yeah, watch that space.